Sick of procurement bottlenecks, endless back and forth, and last-minute surprises? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify and automate their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement. You'll know whether spend is approved before you buy, and Bill's AI-powered automation helps reduce errors so you can make purchasing decisions with confidence. Plus, Bill Procurement puts everything you need to match and pay invoices right at your fingertips. So dump your clunky procurement process and keep your business moving and growing with Bill Procurement. Purchase, pay, and on with your day. Right now, score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Just go to bill.com/procurement200. Don't wait. That's bill.com/procurement200.
Hey, folks. It's Dan and Alan for our rate show. So here's what we have. We have a slogan. And that slogan is one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. So what we do on Wednesdays, we kind of pull the curtain back a little bit to show you guys what we do, how we do things, and introduce you to me and Alan. We're the front of the rate update. So, hey, buddy, how you doing over there?
Hey, Dan. Good to see you.
What's that?
I just said good to see you.
Good to see you. Okay, so here's what we're going to talk about briefly in the beginning of the show. All right, so how do you compare rates, or how do we compare rates against 30 different lenders? And we want to explain to you guys, it's not just the rates. Okay, so what you have to understand is you have to get into the right program. Okay, that's number one. You have to make sure that your credit score, everything is it ultimately where you need it to be to get the kind of the best rates. So what we're going to do over today is just to show you guys what we do behind the scenes, how we navigate different programs, and how by navigating those, even with the same person and the same credit profile, how you can get much different rates. And we're going to show you kind of behind the scenes how we compare. Our slogan, application one credit pool over 30 different lenders. So let's get into it. Alan, we had a review today. Alan got an application this morning. He's running rates on an FHA loan right when we were kind of about an hour before we started the show. And it was like, so he yells over to me and guess what, right, folks, on FHA. Tell him your FHA rates, Alan.
They are now under 6%. Pretty easily. I've seen 5.75, 5.875, 5.99. So they're getting down there, which is great to see.
I didn't see it even when you look at on the Mortgage News Daily, which I have. Let me show you. Oh, it's up on the screen. Mortgage News Daily has the 30-year fixed on the FHA at 6.08. So, folks, if you do have a rate that's 7.5, please reach out to us. We'd love to help because I'm going to just show you kind of what's happening in the market briefly, and then we're going to get up to some real-world examples. One of the examples we're going to show you guys as well is, you know, a lot of questions we get is, should we buy down the rate? Should we pay the extra fees? Because when you're looking at, you know, different mortgage programs, like we were talking about, it's not only just the programs, it's the fees. And, you know, couldn't we help you get another 1, 2, 3 points on your credit report? Just little things like that that could boost you right to a different program and save you a ton of money. So let's get over to what the market's looking like today, folks. So here's what we're looking at right now. MBSs are up 5 ticks. These mortgage rates are coming down a little bit today. There was really no economic news on the economic front that should be really doing anything. So here's what we have right now. Rates went from 6.52 to 6.51. So just so you guys know, these aren't real rates. Real rates really move in increments of eighths. So there is no 6.51 something. It'd be 6.5. And then 6.625. 6.375 if you went the other way and so forth. So when you start seeing this, or you start seeing, you know, rates went down 0.01, most likely your rate's not going to go down. You're going to need at least 0.1 to make it move. So hopefully you found out something there. On the bond market, we basically was nothing today. It was plus 5. I didn't even realize we should get some rate revisions, but a couple banks came back today and dropped their rates just a little bit. Tomorrow we're getting some massive data. But you're not here for those, folks. You're here to figure out what's going on with your mortgage payments, your mortgage rate, and how do you compare those mortgage rates. So, Alan, I'm going to bring it over back to you, and we're going to share your screen, if you could pop it up there in a second. Folks, here's what we want to do. We're going to go over, if you guys are here with us, please let us know. Give us a thumbs up. Let us know if you can hear us. But the first thing I want to do, here, let me pull that up for you. Bear with me 1 second. Okay, so here's the system that we actually use. But the first thing I want to go over with you guys is I actually have a real world example I want to go over with you. Alan, can you pull up the comparison calculator that we have on our website?
Yes.
Is that one that we were sharing with the four different options on it?
Yep. Where'd it go?
So what we want to show you is a different example of this is one borrower. And here, let me open that up for you. Sorry about that, folks. Alan is sharing his screen today. Okay, so here's what it looks like. We took one borrower, and we're just like, okay, we're going to take this borrower and just put him into four different buckets. One bucket, the first bucket is just this person had 7-something credit score, so they qualified for a conventional loan. So in column one, loan one, we have a conventional loan. They're a first-time home buyer, so they can get away with 3% down. Well, there's also a program called Home Ready and Home Possible. We're going to show you guys a calculator that we're creating behind the scenes right now that's going to help you kind of navigate this, and that's why we're getting to it. So what you're seeing on the screen right now is option two is that person has a lower rate. And the reason why they have a lower rate is that person qualified for what's called a Home Ready or Home Possible program. That means they make they're a first-time home buyer, and they make under a certain income limit. And we give you maps and all kind of links to go to find if you qualify for those programs. And then we went over to the third column and said, okay, if this person had an FHA loan, what would the numbers look like? And then if the person was VA eligible, what would that look like? So we put it in there, and all these people had the exact same credit score and same criteria. But you can see also the rate differentials. Okay, when I ran the FHA earlier on this particular one, it was, believe it or not, it's 5.875. That's when I validated Alan coming in saying rates on our government loans right now are 5.99 and right around there. I was like, you got to be kidding me. So I ran it myself, and yeah, that's what came up. So that's what the numbers would look like. And Alan, if you can scroll down, it'll actually show you, you know, which program and what the payments are, and it breaks down each one of these programs. So you can see there the differentials. And, you know, just because, you know, you might qualify for one, maybe you look at the other ones just for the options. Okay, so that's the biggest thing we want to advise you guys on that. So use on our website, if you go to theRateUpdate.com under calculators, you're going to see calculators used in videos. And just click the ultimate comparison. So what we did was behind the scenes, we're working on things to help you guys out. So what we created, or what we're in the process of creating right now, is Alan, can you pull up the that calculator that's being worked on?
Yeah, give me one moment.
This is probably the coolest thing. Even if you're a loan officer out there, we're gonna be bringing this available for people in consumers, realtors. You know, this is great for realtors. If you're in the mortgage business, it's going to help you out quite a bit. Are you up on the screen?
Nope. Yep, there we go.
Okay, there we go. Okay, so Alan, can you walk them through this? This isn't available just yet, but this is something we're working on behind the scenes. And it's actually, the creation of this is going to help our loan officers as well, because there's so many programs. We were talking over the last few months, and we're like, okay, we used to really know our programs, like the ins and outs and every page of the guidelines, and it's really getting hard. We'll show you here in a second down below. But Alan, can you run through this and just go through, you know, do one that's really pretty simple, and then maybe we go through one, and this is also in beta test, folks, so we might see some things on here that might be like, oh, that needs fixed, but we'll even go over and see if, you know, if it validates, you know, you qualify for a VA loan or DSCR loan. But if you could just kind of walk them through, and again, this isn't available just yet, folks, but if you're interested in it, you know, let us know, because we can put you on a list to get it out to you. But Alan, if you can go through it with them.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, so basically this is kind of just, you would put in your information and it would tell you what programs you might be eligible for. So for, you know, for this example, let's say the borrower has a 700 credit score, looking to purchase $300,000. Their gross monthly income is $6,000. So they make about $72,000 a year. Down payment of $15,000, which is 3%. One person in the household. We do that because this will show if there's any other programs that are available, like you know, USDA or Home Ready, stuff like that. It's a purchase, primary residence, they're going to live there. Recurring monthly debts, so this would be like any payments showing up on your credit report, car payments, minimum payment on a credit card, student loans, stuff like that. Estimated monthly PITI, so your principal, interest, taxes, and insurance for the new home of $2,000, looking to buy a single family home. So let's take a look here. Oh, I just said 3% down. I'm sorry, it was 5%. So this is showing that the front end DTI, so the debt to income ratio is really two different DTIs. You have a front end, which is your mortgage payment divided by your gross monthly income. You usually want that to be right around 46 or below at the max. Back end DTI, so this calculates what your mortgage payment will be plus your existing debt divided by your monthly income. Going on down, this 90210, so they're buying in Beverly Hills. VA eligible, you just put no, if unless you're a veteran, you would put that here. You can put unsure for USDA. First time home buyer. Yes or no. A few other things they're asking for here. I-10 or if you have a social security number. Special loan considerations. This is kind of, you know, if there's anything out of the ordinary, meaning, you know, you can't show your income, or if you're looking to do repairs, or if this is a construction loan, things like that. But then when you come down here, it kind of gives you the your, you know, what you might be eligible for. So this is a good sign here. You're looking like you might be eligible for conventional. You're eligible for FHA, not for VA unless you're a veteran, not for USDA. And then down here, I'll tell you why. Home Ready. This looks like it's a great possibility. If you can fit into a Home Ready or Home Possible, that's going to be the best program for you because you have discounted rates and discounted mortgage insurance. So it's just a great tool to kind of show you exactly what might be available based on your scenario before filling out an application and having your credit ran and all that kind of good stuff. But yeah, this tool is loaded with pretty much any program available.
And that was the exciting thing about that, because there's programs in here that you forget about. It's like, oh, we got the bank statement program, the asset depletion program that you don't even think about. Even as a loan officer or a realtor, you're out there and thinking, okay, do my clients fit on any of these programs? You can get this program, fill in all their details, boom, it goes there. And then what we'll have there is a link that you can go in and put in, you know, start the application immediately or ask us questions. And that these are the tools that we're working on behind the scenes. So now let's get over to it. Do we have any questions? If you guys are joining us, please let us know your scenario. Alan and I do have a few that we're going to run through. If you don't, because I have a whole bunch of applications here that people were requesting, you know, what can we do on their rates and so forth. So I figured I would just put these live. I'm not going to give any names or anything. But let's go over to who do we have? We have Arnold. Thanks for joining us, Arnold. Okay, my lender just locked in. 6.875 with $500 credit Friday. Is that good? Okay, Arnold, here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Let me see if I can still find it in here. I'm going to need some information from you. If you guys could put in this information for me. Okay, and I think I even have that in a ticker form. so we can go through this. Let's see. Q&A. Nope, I don't have that in ticker form. But those, that's the information that we need, basically, to be able to provide you a quote. So let me see if I can grab this for a second. And I can't do that. I was seeing if I can grab it and run it across the bottom. So if you guys could look at that, we're providing right there on the screen. You know, we do need your credit score. Just basically the information that Alan provided above. You know, here's the data that we need. We need your credit score, the value of the home, the loan amount, the property type. Is it a single family, a two-unit, three-unit, four-unit, condo? What your zip code is, and what kind of term and program we're looking at. So those are the things we need if you want us to dive in on these things. So he's looking for, Arnold's looking for a 30-year fixed. So not sure. If Arnold, if you can plug in the rest of that data for us, I would greatly appreciate it. Let's go through. Here's the first one I got. I got an LE this morning, Alan, and here's what the person's looking for.
Yeah.
They have a current balance. The house is worth $365,000. They have a, it's going to be a, I'm sorry, it's going to be, yep, rate and term refi. Currently they are at 7.5, but they are, the rest of their information is the loan amount's 300,000. They have a credit score of 728. The zip code is, what's the zip code on this one? They didn't put the zip code. We'll just put in 60623, say. It is a single family, primary home, so forth. Let's see what we're getting on that one. He's saying right now he's paying 7.5%. So what Alan's doing behind the scenes, now I'll let Alan take it from here and he can explain to you kind of what you're seeing on the screen.
Yeah, so this, well, let me go back to this screen right here. So when I hit submit, this is scanning all the lenders that we're set up with, the scenario, what their rate would be based on the scenario. So it's going to pull up about 35 different lenders. So right now, Loan United is the top dog. They're giving 7% with a little bit of a rebate. So that's money going back to them. If you open this up, you can kind of see some other things here. So you know, I would probably say we can get that person down into the high sixes. The one thing that, you know, if you want to go over the loan level pricing adjustments, with that credit score, there is somewhat of a hit.
So this one for kicks, do me a favor on that one. The rate would be 7. So they could save, they're at 7.5 now. They could go down at least 0.5%, and this is giving you a rebate back. So like in this case, you'd have an appraisal fee, most likely in title fees, and you'd be getting a credit back for some of that. So that would be your costs. I don't know exactly what the savings would be, but this is kind of what we show you. But just for kicks on this one, what's the LTV is 82. Do me a favor, just change it to FHA. Watch how different this is when you change it. So remember, the rate was 7. We go to FHA and just hit, you know, watch this rate.
5.875.
So that's where we want to show you. Rates are down in that range. So if you have an FHA, I'm not saying you'd like this person that's calling the request here. I wouldn't go with an FHA loan. Why? Well, they're at an 82% loan to value. Okay, so that means if you get an FHA loan, if you get an FHA loan, you'd have to pay an FHA fee, and you'd have mortgage insurance for 11 years. If you want the conventional loan, rate's a little bit higher. Your PMI is probably going to be about the same, but you don't have that PMI on there forever. It'll probably be on there for 1 or 2 years. So in this case, I'd probably recommend to the person, you know, either hold tight for rates to come down a little bit more, or you know, refinance now, because and then once rate, you know, about a year from now, your PMI is probably going to drop off, saving you that money on the PMI. And the MI on that's what, about $100?
Yeah.
That was the FHA piece.
Let me.
So you could see how the differentials are with that. So we got Arnold back. Let's get back to Arnold.
Hang on,
so
Dan. Let me.
What's that?
Wanted to add something to this most, the recent example we were looking at. If sure. What was he, a 728 credit score? So if we can look at the credit and get kind of get an idea if there's an easy fix to boost the score up, you know, at 740, that's going to save him about an eighth, maybe even a quarter in rate. So, you know, I just wanted to show that real quick that, you know, if you go to 728 to 740, it has a good impact on your rate.
Yeah.
There's an eighth rate.
And these are all things we help you with behind the scenes, basically. So let's get back to Arnold.
Yeah, Arnold.
And what does he have? 820 score, single family home, Los Angeles, 21% down on a $1.1 million purchase price, 806 loan amount.
I don't think that the rate he locked in at is very good, but I could be wrong.
Let's see what we got, Arnold. We have everything we need on him. Oh, Arnold, what's your zip code, if you wouldn't mind giving us that, Purdy, please?
Los Angeles, so we can just use 90210.
Oh, got it.
I would think, right?
Dude, I'm from West Virginia. I don't know California.
You don't know the show? Beverly Hills
90210. Oh, yeah, right. 902.
All right.
I'm too old for that one.
It's thinking really hard.
We got a lot of data pumping through right now.
6375. So we'd be
can save you
½%.
And I don't know if they're charging you fees and stuff like that. So let's go back to this one. My lender just locked me in 6.875 with $500 credit last Friday. Perfect. Okay. So you answered my question. I didn't know if that was coming with fees or things like that. So we could drop you ½%, just basically. And we also have another pricing engine that'll actually search. I think there's about 5 or 6 new lenders we have. So there's another pricing engine we can run as well.
Look at this, Dan. 6875 would get him a credit of $10,243.
Wow. So, Alan, explain it to him. That's huge.
So when this is at the 6375, this is essentially par, meaning, you know, you're not paying anything and you're not getting a credit. You're actually getting a credit of about 235. So if you want to have the same rate that you're getting now, your credit would be, this is money given to you from the lender to pay for a closing cost. $10,243. That's a monster.
That's $10,000 more than they're giving you in credits for the same rate. That's
how
big
a
difference this is. And we might even have more wiggle room in this with a couple other lenders we have. This is a perfect example of how this comes into play for us. So basically, we refer to what you're looking at on the screen right now as a rate stack. So a lot of times, if customers will call us and they'll say, "Hey Dan, I really want that rate, but how much is it? You know, what's it cost to buy down the rate?" Because people are used to buying down the rate. In history's back, nobody bought down the rate. They're just like, "Just give me whatever rate I can get." So now a lot of people, they're like, "Okay, what's the difference rate? How much does it cost me?" There it is. So it doesn't, there's not really much rhyme or reason many times, because you can go to different lenders and those adjustments are different. But at least it'll give you, but that's what we call in essence a rate stack. So we can get back to you and say, okay, here's what the rates look like. You can pick anyone on the left side, and then over in the middle section there, that's how much it's going to cost you. So the red is what it would cost you, and the green is actually a check that you would get, basically a credit you'd get back at closing to cover any costs, fees, whatever else, or do a principal reduction on your loan. So that's how it works. And that's how just, you joining us today saves you or can get you $10,000 back in your pocket in credits. So, Arnold, hopefully we can, if you would, at the end of this video, reach out to us. We'd love to help you, and I'll give you all our information at the end. So, okay, what do we got next? We have Christopher. Chris, thanks for joining us today. So Chris has this. He's got a, let's go with home value, single family zip. Okay, so we got a home value of $550,000. He's looking to refi. And he owes $420,000. Credit score is 805. I don't think his zip code should matter.
No, I see it. Yeah, okay. Pennsylvania.
Oh, I'm sorry. So, Chris, let's see what we can get you. And again, there's sometimes we got wiggle room on these because of some other lenders we have that aren't associated with this system right now.
Yeah, I would, you know, the 6.5, I would say 6.375 easily. Yeah,
so, Chris, you could save, you know, you'd be able to cut your rate probably about a point and a third. That is huge. So, it's a perfect example how to reach out. Let me let everybody understand as well. You're probably shocked when you went to buy your house and you realized, holy shit, the closing fees are like $10,000, $15,000, $20,000. I just want to let you know, when you're refinancing your house, it's a fraction of that. Okay, so the most of the costs when you bought the house were done in your legal piece of this equation. It's called title or escrow. For example, in Chicago, I ran this analysis about a month or so ago on a live event, and the title fees, if I were looking to buy a home in Chicago, it would have been, I think it was about $12,000 for the purchase. If I was looking to refinance, it was $995 flat fee. That's how much of a difference it is. So if you're sitting on the sideline saying, okay, yeah, there's a rate differential, but I really don't want to pay $10,000 in closing fees, I can almost assure you, you won't. And if you are, I'll be the first one to say, don't do this if you're going to spend that much money unless it's really saving you a ton of money. So that's the point we wanted to get across. So thank you for that. Let's get to if anybody else has any other questions. So far we got two. And we were able to clobber everything that they got so far. So this is how our system works. Okay, so I got a debt. Here's one. Shorter term. We got somebody that requested, and here's what they were asking. They have an example. They have a $250,000 loan at 6.75% on a 30-year. They want to refinance it on a 15-year to see if it makes sense and how much savings would they have. So, we can do. If you could pull the I don't know what the scenario is. They didn't give me a lot of information. We're gonna have to skip that one because there wasn't enough information on that email. Okay, so the next one. Let's do a debt consolidation one. This is tough too, and this is another calculator that we're working on. But let's go to a cash out and just show. You know, there is differentials in rates, but even if let's say for example you have an FHA loan. You've had it for a while. Now you're like, okay, can I refinance and pull some cash out? So let's just do an example on, you know, just whatever you have on the screen. Just change it to an FHA cash out. Let's see what the numbers look like on cash out to see if there's a huge difference when it comes to, you know, getting cash out. Just so you guys know, if you have an FHA, if you're looking for cash out and you have a credit score in the 800s, you're probably not going to be looking at an FHA loan, but I just want to show you guys the differentials and the opportunities you have, you know, even maybe to pull out some money, have the same payment because that lower rate, and you know, pull out some money and pay off some bills. We're getting a lot of requests for that. About a month or two ago, we launched a 5-day HELOC and kind of went crazy for a little bit, slowed down a little bit since then. All right, what we got?
Yeah, let's look at consolidation cash out to 80% loan to value. With a 660 credit score. So someone that's probably, you know, quite a bit of credit card debt or whatever to pay that off. Let's see what that looks like. Still under six.
5.875 on a cash out?
FHA, yeah.
Seriously. Okay, change that to just a conventional, if you would. Let's see how these are changing.
Let's
see
what
the questions that we get on a daily basis. And I get it. Some people are like, I'm at 5-6%. I need some cash, but I don't know if I want to cash out, mm-hmm. You know, cash in that deal. So let's see where these are. Yeah, got it. So you're still,
yeah.
You probably get 6.99 on that in a good day or probably with another system we have. So still, you know, I remember not too long ago, that was 7.75 to buy a house with 800 credit scores. So mm-hmm. they're coming down substantially. All right. What do I want to go over? Another question we had, and what I've been trying to do is take some of the Ask Dan questions that we get and just kind of, you know, go over those with you. Why programs and lenders matter? And one of the questions was in regards to FHA. They try to get an FHA loan. somebody said they couldn't get approved, and then they called me, and I said I could get them approved, and they're asking why. Okay, so let me answer that question possibly, and then we'll get to some more of those questions in regards to run your numbers for you. So there are some lenders, we even have them, that might have a minimum credit score that they just, you know, it's not what FHA has in their guidelines, but it is their guidelines. So, for example, FHA will go down to a 500 credit score, but you could probably call 20 banks, and probably you'll get 10 of them say credit score is too low. Even though FHA, their minimum score, I don't even know if they have one, but I know it's at least 500. So that's reasons why. What they're called is they're called overlays. So you might get denied a loan because of an overlay that you just didn't know about. Like, you know, there some banks, their debt ratios. Maybe they can't go over 43% when the guidelines are truly 50%, but that's an overlay. So these are reasons why lenders might not be able to do your loan for you. Or we come across loan estimates all the time where the person was, they qualify for, you know, like we were just going over with when Alan went through those numbers, they qualified for a home ready program versus the normal program, and it saved them 0.5% on the rate. And they're thanking us, and I'm like, well, you know, your loan officer should have been able to figure this one out, but it enabled us to get a loan and make a happy client. So, you know, these are reasons why. And then also another piece of this puzzle is don't be wowed over just the rate. You have to focus in on the fees. And you know, one of the reasons why I bring this up is there's lenders I know of that they'll pack on tons of points and fees and things and just try to put it under the radar with you and just fly through the paperwork with you. We're not going to do that. We're going to tell you everything up front. And so if you're paying, you know, $10,000, $20,000 in fees, stop. Just stop and reach out to us. Okay, that's all I'm going to ask you to do. Okay, so the next one, what do we have here? Oh, man, I'm losing track.
Yeah, we got
so if I lose Noah. You folks, my apologies. I'm going to go to Christopher. Did we get to this one? We did Christopher's, right? Yes, we did that one. Chris, did we answer his?
Yeah, he's going to lower his rate by about a point.
Substantially. Got it. Okay, let's go to the next one. Home value. Noah, thanks for joining us, Noah. You want me to read it off to you, or are you good?
I got it. So 490. Okay. He's buying in Florida. $690 credit. Yeah. Dan, you want to touch on that? He mentioned something about $690 for experience score, but Credit Karma shows $759. So okay,
Alan's working on that in the back end. Credit Karma pulls what's called a Vantage credit score. Now, I know there's videos out there and everybody telling you, Vantage credit scores are now allowed with mortgages. Well, they're allowed, but nobody has implemented it because it's a whole different platform. They've been using the same platform. I've been doing this for 30-something years, and they've been using the same platforms for it. So, they've been revised, but changing over to a completely different system is going to take a while. Also, your Credit Karma, because it's a Vantage credit score, nobody uses it. No lenders use it. So what I would highly suggest you do is you have to understand your FICO credit scores. So even Experian might come back and say you have a 690 credit score. That could be one of Experian has probably 12 different credit scores for you. So you don't know if the 690 is your credit card score, your car insurance score, your bank score, your insurance score, or your mortgage score. So that's why, you know, I created a system years ago. It's called Credit Scores and More. It's plural. It's Credit Scores and More. Check it out. You can actually order your credit, your FICO credit score. That's what you truly need. All the other numbers you're using, I hate to say it, they're irrelevant, but no lenders use them. So if you really want to find your FICO score, go to my system, creditscoresandmore.com. You get 75% off. Just go on there, subscribe to it, get the 75% off, check your scores, work on the system. If you like it, keep it. If you don't like it, just cancel. It's that easy, and it'll show you your mortgage credit score, and that's exactly what we use. But in this case, let's go. He's probably got like a 710, 720 credit score. If I were to blend those, I'd be like, that's probably about where you'd be. So if you wouldn't mind if we can run with those numbers, but yeah, that's a great example of going through credit scores.
All right. 6.625. I would probably go with a 6.5. Actually, there's a small discount, but it's not much at all. Yeah. No lender fees.
Yeah, sometimes we have the leeway to waive up to a couple $100.
Yeah.
So if they're that close, we'll come back to you and say, okay, we'll give a concession and you're good to go.
So he's in the mid sixes.
Yeah. So again, but do we have his? If you were to run this, for example, would this help him if he was a first time home buyer and only made X amount of money, like the Home Ready program? So yeah. I don't know if you want to give us this, but if you
want, he did. Earlier, okay. He makes more, but I can show for the example. Okay. So I think.
But this isn't going to be you because you make more money than this. But this is just to show you how, if you did fit in that bucket of 80% of your area median income or less, this is what you'd get, and we'll see if it's lower.
Wow, probably 6.125.
Okay,
that's nuts.
What was it? What was it before? 6.5, 6.6.
6.5.
Okay, 6. So yeah, you're almost 0.5% lower just because you might you're not, but just because we plugged in your income and found a different program that you qualify for. So that's when we ask you these questions. The questions are really important, and they're relevant to us really nailing down what's the best program I can get for you. And that's why that calculator that's getting created, that's going to be the consumers, realtors, mortgage people, you can plug it in there real fast. New loan officers, plug it in. Okay, bam, there's the programs I can fit into. Okay, now I know kind of where what avenue I'm going down. And then when I go to my pricing and when I start looking at rates, now we can really figure out what's going on with rates and what kind of programs we can get you. So, did we answer Noah's?
Yep.
One second. Yep. Okay, let's get back. Let's get to the next one. So who do we got?
Mike Frost.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for joining us today. Michael.
All right. What's he got? He's purchasing from reverse mortgage company. Okay. Got it. $220,599.
That's pretty freaking awesome. So I was getting, Alan, I don't know if I think you read some of the stuff we get on YouTube. But I've been getting a lot lately, and I don't know where it's come from, is, well, how's it working out, folks? All you guys that married the house and dated the rate. And I did have to respond to that one. I'm like, if you bought a year and a half ago, you're probably 1 to 1.5% higher. And, if you're renting, I don't think your rent's coming down. So I'm not saying that the prices of homes and rates are great. But how many times were you renting in the following year or whatever, you're able to redo your lease and drop your payment? Just saying. All right, what do we got up there?
Yeah, so this Mike Frost, let me make sure I have this right, because that seems pretty good. I don't know if he's a first-time home buyer, but let's assume he's not.
He's buying it. You know what, Mike? I just helped a family just do exactly what you're doing, and they didn't realize it. You'll probably get this. The daughter saw one of my videos and said, "This is intriguing. I thought when you did a reverse mortgage, you basically gave the house to the bank," and she realized they didn't. So they called. She had her mother call me. Her dad had a ton of equity in the property. We were able to have her buy it. It was in the same town as her, so she thought it was just gone. She ended up moving into it. She's ecstatic. So, there is some pivot room there because you're buying from a family member. So I don't know, Alan, what's the loan to value? Okay, your loan to value is good on this, but there might be some wiggle room there to adjust this to make it look a little bit better, to get a little bit better in the rate. But what's the rate there?
6.25. That's pretty good.
Yeah, you might be able to get even just a hair lower than that, possibly. But that's fantastic. Okay, that's great news. So, Mike, anybody out there, if you guys are watching this and we go through it and it's something you like, please, down in the description below, I'll give you all our information also at the end of this video. So, Noah, thanks for posting your income. I hate when you have people do that, but sorry. Could you give me an idea of what a refinance would look like if I were to consolidate a $150,000 mortgage and a $150,000 HELOC into a single $300,000 loan? The property is 475 Washington. Perfect. Credit score? It is down there. 800. Fantastic. Nalier Studios. So while Alan's pulling up that, let me go over another piece of this puzzle. Fees. So normally fees, our fees, what you'll see is on your loan estimate, and that's what you get. So if you're looking to refinance and if you're looking to buy, when you first start the application and everything, you'll get a loan estimate. And it goes through all your numbers for you. Oh, Alan's got it up on the screen. So go ahead.
Yeah, this is actually better than I thought. For a refinance cash out, like 6.5.
Yeah. Again, we get concessions of a couple hundred bucks.
Yeah.
So 6.5. I don't know where you're at now. That's what a lot of people are at, 4, 5, 6%. They just don't want to give them up. And as these rates come down, especially, I'm still flabbergasted on those FHA 5.9. I didn't think we'd see 5.99 for next year, or the latter part of next year, on a, you know, even government products. So Naliere Studios, hopefully that might work out for you. So let us know if we can help you out in any way. Let's get back to Noah. My wife's score is somewhere around 800. Would that change it, even though it's mostly my income? So, Noah, let me to how lenders figure all this out when it comes to your credit scores or your credit, your rates and everything else. They use each borrower has three credit scores, and it's TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. So what's used is they line up all the borrowers. They line up all their scores numerically, and they take the lowest middle score. And I don't care if you have 4, 5, 6 different people. They take the lowest middle score of all those people. That's what's used when we're doing when people are looking up your rates. So you know, many times what will happen is both people apply. We might be able to pull out one and still be able to get the loan to work with the person with the higher credit score. Like in your case, if your wife had enough income to qualify, we would just say, you know what? No, I love you and all, but we're going to set you off to the side. And we're just going to do it under your wife because we can get you much better terms. And these are all the things we help you. Again, finding the right program, making sure you're not paying excess fees. All these other things is where we help. Did I miss anything you can think of?
We can look at did we go over 15-year? Because those are starting to get really good.
Those got to be crazy. Am I... Not a first-time home buyer. We got it. Okay, let me go through here and see if there's anything I can give you here. There's our website. If you guys want to go there, what you can do there is at the top of the page is our 800 number. 9 times out of 10, you're going to get Alan. There is a button there that says Ask Dan. 99.99999% of the time, there'll be me answering those. I had a guy call. I called yesterday, and he said, "Is this Dan or is this AI?" And when I did our slogan thing, I'm like, "Okay, here, one application, one credible." He's like, "Okay, I get it." So he's like, "I didn't know if I was getting scammed or not." So, folks, a lot of times I will be the one calling you back. But sorry, what were you going to go over?
I think someone just threw in a question real quick.
Let's see what we got here. Sorry about that. All right, what do we got? Mike, we answered Michael's. Thank you, sir, much, sir. All right, hey, Dan, I've been watching for some time. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Looking at refinancing in 33055 Opa Loca, Florida. Did I say that right? I'll be down there next week in the East Coast. $400,000. Value is about 500, 530. Currently it's 7.6, married with 730 credit score versus 800. Married with 730 credit score versus 800.
Okay, we'll go with, I think that 730 would be one borrower score. Yeah. Where's she? 7625. Yeah, 6875, somewhere in that range. Depending on what the score comes in at.
What's the adjustments on that? Why is the adjustment so high? Is it
credit score below in the 720 to 739 bucket?
Hey, do me a favor just to kind of meander that a little bit so we can see, give Chet some ideas. Let's look at this. Do me a favor, change just for alterations purposes. Hold on.
Oh. Yeah, look at that. 10 points, so 740, 6625.
Do me a favor, change. Let's just assume, and this is things we look at, Chet. Go to 75 LTV. You're 2.5% over, so you're pretty darn close.
Yeah. 6.5.
Okay. So these are little adjustments you can make that might make a difference, because here's what's happening. And like in your case, if the appraisal comes in at point, maybe we're 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 short of the loan amount. Well, what's going to happen is you're going to get all your escrow money back from your current company. If you're escrowing, that's going to be probably a pretty decent check. And then you're going to skip at least one, maybe two mortgage payments. So between all that, can you come up with the money that you might need to bring your loan to value at 75%, or, kick in another $3,000-$4,000 to bring you to 75% to get a lower rate? So these are all the options that we try to provide you guys, just to not come back and say, okay, the rate's 6.5, here's your payment. We try to come back and say, okay, how can we massage this or maneuver this to actually fit into a program that would save even more money? And I've been saying this to a lot of people I've been talking to. As you get to know me, I'm a cheapskate. Meaning I don't want to pay a penny more than I have to, and I look after you guys with the same thing. So if we can save you money, a dollar here and a dollar there, it all adds up over time. So I don't know if we have any more out there. Any questions? We got it. So did you run the 15? We did run the 15-year. Did we run the
15-year? I don't think so.
I'm baffled at this time. So let's do this. Let's say, for example, somebody, they bought a house three, four years ago. The rates were 8.25 back in October of 2023. Okay. So if you have that kind of rate, or an FHA loan that had a higher rate, and you're paying PMI and all this other stuff, it might be an opportunity for you to go to a 15-year or 20-year and even keep the same payment. So Alan, plug through a 15-year. Now these, we haven't run these, but if you're getting 5.9 on a 30-year FHA, we can start with conventional. But I wonder what the heck a 15-year FHA is. It might not be even that much different.
5.625 on a 15-year.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I'd love to see, and we don't have time to do it on here today, but I'd love to see what their payment would be on a 30-year term at like a 7.75 rate, back when. So I would assume the payment is probably not a huge difference, but you never know. So any other questions down here? If not, Alan and I will get working, because it's getting busy, folks. And so we want to make sure we're here and available for you guys. So when you do reach out to us for some assistance for all this, Alan, can you do me a huge favor? Here, let me see if I can do it. I just want to pull up our website. I'm going to pull up our website real quick. So, folks, let's see what's going on in the markets right now. MBSs are flat as a pancake. I'll be doing my closing bell here in a second. Here, let me shut down your screen for 1 second. Okay, let's go over to – here's what I want to take you guys to – our website right through here. So if you're new to our channel or new to me and Alan, what I do is I do a video actually every day to inform you guys what's going on with these and the whys behind it. And we go over mortgage products, what's going on with mortgage rates, and everything else. So if you're intrigued or you want to, reach out to us. I've been doing this over 35 years. Alan's been doing this over 20 years. We've been doing this a long time, folks. So if you're out there looking to buy or refinance, we'd love to help you. So here's all the tools. Here's our website. Here's what I was talking about right up through here. If you want to give us a call, here's our number. Most likely Alan's going to be answering that. You want to ask me a question, right through here. You want to put in your application, click there. But if you're looking, watching this, and you're looking for a grant or down payment assistance money that doesn't have any paybacks, you got to check out this video, folks. But if you're refinancing or you're wanting to refinance, give me all the data. So, for example, if you're watching this show, I hope you've put your information in here. Here's what we have. We have this system where you're going to put in your information, tell us what kind of mortgage you have, and what kind of interest rate you're looking for. What we're going to do is when that rate hits exactly what you're looking for, we'll be reaching out to you to go over exactly what we do here. We're going to go over the fees, what kind of rate we can get you, the savings, the break-even point, and more and more and more of that. So that is it. Thank you so much for watching. God bless. Have a fantastic evening. I'll be back at the closing bell probably within about an hour. So be safe out there, and I'll talk to you soon. And thank you so much for watching. And Alan, thanks for joining me once again, bud.
Sick of procurement bottlenecks, endless back and forth, and last-minute surprises? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify and automate their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement. You'll know whether spend is approved before you buy, and Bill's AI-powered automation helps reduce errors so you can make purchasing decisions with confidence. Plus, Bill Procurement puts everything you need to match and pay invoices right at your fingertips. So dump your clunky procurement process and keep your business moving and growing with Bill Procurement. Purchase, pay, and on with your day. Right now, score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Just go to bill.com/procurement200. Don't wait. That's bill.com/procurement200.